Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into something that might seem a little unconventional, especially for those of you in the world of school administration and IT, using cloud-based spreadsheets as your central database.
Yeah, it might sound a little strange at first, right? I mean, even the article we're looking at today mentions how the author actually wrote a piece before this one, arguing against spreadsheets for data management in schools.
So what changed? What made them come around to this idea?
Well, they realized that for smaller schools especially, the cost of a full-blown database system can be a real budget buster.
Makes sense.
And they found that spreadsheets, when used strategically, can actually be incredibly powerful.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But yeah. I can ask, how do you go from viewing spreadsheets as, like, the enemy of organized data to seeing them as this central nervous system for a whole school?
It's all about the single source of truth concept. Instead of having student data in one spreadsheet, teacher info in another, budget scattered who knows where, you create one master spreadsheet in the cloud.
So everything lives in that one document.
Pretty much. And all your other spreadsheets, reports, anything that needs that data connects directly to it.
So any updates you make on the master sheet automatically flow out to everything else.
Exactly. No more merging different versions or accidentally using outdated info. It's a game changer for busy administrators and IT folks.
I can see how that would be huge, especially for those of us who spent way too many late nights trying to reconcile different versions of the same spreadsheet. But can you give us a concrete example of the kind of data chaos this solves? Something our listeners can really relate to.
Imagine you're prepping for a school board meeting and you need to pull together a report on, say, student enrollment trends. In a traditional setup, you'd be digging through multiple spreadsheets, trying to make sure the numbers match up, maybe even emailing files back and forth.
Ugh, I can feel the headache coming on already.
Right. And it's not just the time wasted, it's the risk of errors. One little typo, one outdated figure, and suddenly your whole report is compromised.
And those errors can have real consequences, impacting everything from funding decisions to student support services.
Exactly. And it's not just about reports either. Think about something as simple as a student's contact information.
Okay.
If it's outdated in one spreadsheet but correct in another, what happens in an emergency? This centralized system helps ensure that everyone has the same accurate information when they need it most.
Okay, so less time hunting down data, less risk of errors. Those are huge wins for sure. But the source dives even deeper into the specific benefits of this approach. Let's unpack those, starting with data quality.
With a single source of truth, the chances of discrepancies and errors plummet. The article actually mentions a case study where a school district implemented the system and saw a 20% reduction in data entry errors alone.
Wow, 20%, that's significant.
Right. And when you consider how much school operations rely on accurate data, that kind of improvement can have a ripple effect across the entire institution.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It frees up time and resources to focus on what really matters to the students. But I have to ask, isn't there a risk in putting all your eggs in one basket? What if something happens to that master spreadsheet?
That's a smart question. And that's where the cloud comes in. Platforms like Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel Online have automatic backups, encryption, and other security features that are far more robust than what you'd have with individual files scattered across different computers.
So it's like having a digital vault for your school's most important information, but one that's easy to access and manage.
Exactly.
Speaking of easy, let's talk about efficiency. How does this system help streamline those everyday tasks that take up so much of your time?
Think about it this way. Instead of manually pulling data from different spreadsheets and piecing it together, you can use built-in querying tools to get the information you need instantly. Google Sheets has its query function, which is surprisingly powerful for a spreadsheet tool.
And what about folks who prefer a more visual approach to data analysis?
There are options for that, too. You can integrate with platforms like Tableau, which lets you create interactive dashboards and visualizations.
That's amazing. I can imagine how helpful that would be for things like tracking student progress, analyzing budget trends, or even identifying students who might need extra support.
Exactly.
But what about collaboration? Schools thrive on teamwork, but spreadsheets can sometimes feel anything but collaborative. How does this system address that?
Right. You've got version control issues, people accidentally overwriting each other's work. It can be a nightmare.
Oh.
But with a cloud-based system, multiple users can work on the master sheet simultaneously, seeing each other's changes in real time.
So you're all on the same page, literally.
Yeah. It's a game changer for things like curriculum planning, assessment analysis, or even just keeping track of who's responsible for what.
I can see how that would be incredibly helpful. But what about access control? How do you ensure that sensitive information stays protected?
That's where customizable permissions come in. You can control who can view, edit, or comment on different parts of the spreadsheet. Maybe administrative staff have full editing rights, while teachers only see data relevant to their students.
Okay, so you've got accuracy, efficiency, and collaboration covered. But what about security? That's a huge concern for schools, especially with all the regulations around student data privacy.
You're absolutely right, and decentralized spreadsheets are incredibly vulnerable. Someone could accidentally delete a file, or a laptop could get lost or stolen, exposing sensitive data. But with cloud-based systems, you have much stronger security measures in place.
Like what?
Things like encryption, two-factor authentication, and automatic backups.
So it's like having a digital vault for your school's most important information.
Exactly. And it helps ensure that you're compliant with all those important privacy regulations, which, let's be honest, can be a real headache to keep up with.
No kidding. And speaking of headaches, let's talk about something that's probably top of mind for most school leaders: cost. Schools, especially smaller ones, are often stretched thin. How does this solution stack up budget-wise?
This is where cloud-based spreadsheets really shine. They're often included as part of platforms like Google Workspace or Microsoft 365, which many schools already use.
So you're essentially getting powerful database functionality without having to invest in expensive standalone software.
Exactly. It's a huge cost saver, which means those funds can be allocated to other pressing needs.
Like classroom supplies or professional development for teachers.
Right. And the last benefit we want to highlight is scalability and flexibility.
I imagine that's super important for schools because your data needs can change as you grow, implement new programs, or as new regulations come into play. Mm-hmm. How does the system adapt?
Cloud-based spreadsheets can grow right alongside your school. Need to track new data points? No problem. Just add a column. Want to do more advanced analysis? You've got pivot tables, formulas, and even integrations with third-party apps to customize your workflows.
So it's a system that evolves with your school.
Exactly.
Now, I know we've covered a lot of information in this first part, but it's clear that cloud-based spreadsheets have the potential to be a surprisingly powerful tool for schools.
Mm.
But how do you actually make the switch? What are the steps involved in transitioning to this centralized system?
Well, the source material outlines a really clear roadmap, and it starts with assessing your current system.
Okay, so taking stock of what you're already working with, your existing spreadsheets, data sources, and workflows.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that involve in practice? What questions should school leaders be asking themselves at this stage?
It's like taking a deep dive into your school's data ecosystem. You know, figuring out what spreadsheets are being used, where's the data stored, who has access to what, and are there any redundancies or inefficiencies?
So it's like spring cleaning for your data, getting rid of the clutter before you start organizing everything neatly.
Exactly. And this step really requires collaboration across different departments. You know, talk to teachers, administrators, support staff.
Really get everyone involved.
Yeah, understand their data needs and what their pain points are, because that input is crucial for designing a system that actually works for everyone.
Makes sense. So once you've mapped out your data landscape and identified those areas for improvement, what's next?
Well, then you move on to defining your master spreadsheet.
Okay, so this is the heart of the new system.
Exactly. Think about what information is absolutely mission critical to have in this central hub. Things like student data, teacher info, enrollment figures, budgets, performance metrics.
So it's like designing the blueprints for your data house. You're deciding which rooms are essential and how they'll be connected.
That's a great analogy. And organization is key here. You know, consider grouping data by categories that make sense for your school, like maybe separate tabs for student information, staff details, financial data, and so on.
Okay, so each tab is like a different room in the house.
Right. And within each tab, you want to have clear column headers, data validation rules, all that good stuff to ensure consistency and accuracy.
This is where those spreadsheet skills really come in handy.
Yeah.
But what about schools that might not have, like, a dedicated data analyst on staff? Are there resources out there to help them design their master spreadsheet effectively?
Absolutely. The article we're looking at actually includes some templates and examples specifically for schools.
Oh, that's helpful.
And there are tons of online resources, tutorials, even consultants who specialize in setting up data management systems for educational institutions. So don't be afraid to ask for help. It's an investment that will pay off big time in the long run.
That's great to know. So you've got your data map, you've designed your master spreadsheet. What's the next milestone on this data journey?
Well, next you need to choose your cloud platform, the virtual home for your new data headquarters.
So Google Sheets, Microsoft Excel Online, are those the main contenders?
Those are definitely the most popular choices, mainly because they're often included as part of existing school software suites like Google Workspace or Microsoft 365. But it's worth exploring other options too, especially if your school has unique needs or security requirements.
Okay, so there might be some specialized platforms out there.
Yeah, there are platforms specifically designed for education data management, some of which offer enhanced features like student privacy controls or integrations with specific learning management systems.
It sounds like there's a platform out there for every school, no matter their size, budget, or tech savviness. But how do you choose the one that's right for you? What factors should school leaders consider?
Well, first and foremost, think about your school's specific needs and priorities. Do you need really robust collaboration features? What about advanced analytics capabilities? Seamless integration with other tools you're already using?
It's about finding the right fit.
Exactly. And of course, budget is always a consideration. Some platforms offer free basic plans, while others require paid subscriptions. And it's also important to factor in the level of technical expertise on your staff. You know, some platforms are more user-friendly than others.
Right, so choose one that your team will feel comfortable using and managing.
Exactly. You don't want to overwhelm people with a system that's too complicated.
Makes sense. So once you've chosen your platform, then the real work begins, right? It's time to move all that existing data into your shiny new master spreadsheet.
That's right. And the step can feel pretty daunting, especially if you're dealing with years of accumulated data spread across numerous spreadsheets and systems. But don't panic. There are strategies to make this process smoother and less overwhelming.
Okay, give us the inside scoop. What are the keys to a successful data migration?
Well, first and foremost, remember that data migration isn't just about copying and pasting information from one place to another. It's an opportunity to really clean up your data.
Oh, so getting rid of those duplicates and outdated entries?
Exactly. And any inconsistencies that might have crept in over time. This step is crucial for ensuring the accuracy and integrity of your new system.
It's like giving your data a thorough scrubbing before you move it into its new home.
I like that analogy. You know, you wouldn't move into a new house without cleaning and organizing your belongings first, right? Data migration is the same concept.
Like so.
And the article suggests breaking this process down into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know, maybe start by focusing on one data set at a time, like student information, and then move on to teacher data, financial records, and so on.
So you're not trying to tackle everything at once.
Right. It makes the task less daunting and allows you to address any issues as they arise.
That's a good strategy. Any other tips?
Don't be afraid to use technology to your advantage. There are tools and scripts available that can automate parts of the data migration process.
So you can save time and reduce the risk of human error.
Exactly. You can even find templates specifically designed for importing data into cloud-based spreadsheets.
Oh, that's helpful. Okay, so you've cleaned your data, you've migrated it to your new master spreadsheet. Are we done? Is our data journey complete?
Not quite. Remember those customizable permissions we talked about earlier? Well, now's the time to set those up, making sure that sensitive data is protected and that only authorized personnel have access to the information they need.
So this is where you're putting up the walls and installing the security system in your data house.
Exactly. You can set up different levels of access for different users or groups. For example, maybe administrators have full editing rights, while teachers can only view certain student data, and support staff have access to specific financial information.
It's about finding that balance between security and accessibility.
Right. You want to make sure the data is protected, but also that the right people can access it when they need it.
Makes sense.
So.
But what about connecting your master spreadsheet to all the other tools your school relies on? Things like your student information system, learning management platform, or communication tools.
That's a great point, and that's where integrations come in. You know, we touched on this earlier with tools like Zapier, which allow you to connect different applications and automate data flows.
So instead of manually entering data in multiple systems, you can set it up so that information is shared automatically.
Exactly. It saves a ton of time and reduces the risk of errors that can happen when data is entered manually in different places. For example, you could set it up so that when a new student enrolls, their information is automatically added to your master spreadsheet and then shared with your learning management system, your communication platform, and so on.
It's like creating this seamless flow of information between all the different parts of your school's digital ecosystem.
Exactly.
But all this technology can feel a bit overwhelming, especially for staff members who might not be as tech savvy. How do you ensure that everyone on your team feels comfortable and confident using this new system?
Well, that brings us to what might be the most crucial step in this entire process. training your staff. And it's not just about showing them how to navigate the spreadsheet. It's about helping them understand the why behind the change and how it benefits them and the school as a whole.
So you're creating a culture of data-driven decision-making.
Exactly. Where everyone understands the value of accurate, accessible data and feels empowered to use it to improve their work and the learning experience for students.
That's a powerful vision. But how do you actually make that happen?
Effective training isn't just a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. Offer regular refresher sessions, provide clear documentation and support materials, and be responsive to questions and concerns.
So it's about providing ongoing support and making sure everyone feels heard.
Exactly. Change can be challenging, and people need time and support to adapt.
This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of cloud-based spreadsheets and how they can be used to really transform data management in schools. We've explored the benefits, the challenges, and the steps involved in making this transition.
And we've seen how this seemingly simple tool can empower school leaders to make more informed decisions, streamline operations, improve communication, and ultimately create a more supportive and effective learning environment for all students.
But our data journey isn't over yet. In the final part of this deep dive, we'll explore those crucial steps of monitoring and optimizing your new system, making sure it continues to meet your school's evolving needs. Welcome back to our deep dive into using cloud-based spreadsheets in schools.
We've talked about the benefits, the challenges, how to get set up.
And now we're going to talk about what happens after that initial setup, like making this thing work long-term.
Yeah, it's one thing to set up a system, but keeping it running smoothly over time, that's a whole other challenge.
For sure. It's like, you know, planting a garden. You don't just throw some seeds in the ground and hope for the best.
Exactly. You got to water, weed, nurture those plants if you want them to thrive.
So how do we nurture our data garden, so to speak?
The source really emphasizes monitoring and optimization. Those are key for long-term success.
Okay, let's break those down. What does monitoring look like in practice?
Well, it's about checking in on the system regularly. Are there any errors popping up? Are people having trouble using it? Are there bottlenecks in the workflow?
So you're basically being a doctor for your data.
I like that. You got to diagnose and treat any problems before they become major issues.
Makes sense. And I imagine getting feedback from the people actually using the system is crucial.
Absolutely. Talk to your teachers, administrators, support staff. They're the ones on the front line, so they'll have the best insights into what's working and what's not.
Okay, so you're monitoring the system, gathering feedback. What about optimization? How do you actually make those improvements and make sure the system keeps up with your school's changing needs?
This is where you get to be creative. It's about looking for ways to make the system even more efficient, even more user-friendly. Maybe a certain report is taking too long to generate, or teachers are having trouble finding the data they need.
So you identify those pain points and brainstorm solutions.
Exactly. And remember, technology is always evolving, so keep an eye out for new tools or features that could enhance your system. Maybe there's a new integration that would be helpful or some data visualization tools that could make your reports more insightful.
It's an ongoing process of learning and adapting.
For sure. And don't be afraid to get your staff involved in this process. Let them share their ideas and suggestions. Mm. They're the ones using the system day in and day out, so they often have the best insights.
It sounds like this approach not only makes your data system more effective, but also empowers your staff and creates a culture of continuous improvement.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of cloud-based spreadsheets and their potential to transform data management in schools.
We've seen how they can help school leaders make better decisions, streamline operations, improve communication,
and ultimately create a more supportive and effective learning environment for students.
And we've learned that it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people, the processes, and a commitment to always improving.
So as we wrap things up here, what's the one key takeaway you'd like our listeners to walk away with?
I think it's this: don't underestimate the power of simplicity. Sometimes the most effective solutions are right in front of us.
Like a humble spreadsheet.
Exactly. So embrace the power of the spreadsheet, nurture that data garden, and watch your school thrive.
That's great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And to all you school heroes out there, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep making a difference in the lives of your students.